December.
Okay, so with the collaboration with the Chinese government, they help build the hospital.
They've been helping us to equip it as well.
Okay, so the hospital, the it's inception of the hospital, no, it's not live, it's going to be edited. Okay. So you can just clean the phone. Mm-hmm. So we know the history of Legma. How much was the Chinese involved in the hospital's construction and even operation?
Yes, the Chinese contributed immensely to building the hospital. They did most of the construction work, and it was supervised by Ghanaian engineers as well. So as for the actual construction, they did most of it.
What about resourcing of the hospital?
Resourcing of it, yes. They also put in some equipment, some basic equipment to start the hospital with. Yes, but we had some challenges with those basic equipment, so we've had to change a lot of them. But last year they sort of revived their support to the hospital. They gave us a lot of instruments, a lot of eye equipment, and this year they are supporting us with doctors.
Hello. Can you excuse us?
With okay. Doctors.
All right.
Yes.
And what about human resource and Ghanaian wise, Chinese, China wise? I mean, what has the collaboration been like?
Well, the medical team is in this year. They are going to be with us for a full year to collaborate with our doctors to see how to improve clinical care, possibly enter new areas of research and get some exchange programs running.
So what's your assessment of them so far?
I think they've done a very good job. They've really been very useful, very helpful to us. In spite of their language barrier, they have exhibited a very excellent work ethic, and they are ever ready to do whatever task they are given to do. So
are they volunteers from China?
Yes, they are volunteers. So they've sacrificed a year of their time to be with us, to help us. And they are also learning from us, and we are also learning from them. Yes.
Now, let's talk about the operation of LEGMA itself.
Yes.
How is the outpatient intake like? And what's the bed capacity and the general areas you specialize here?
Okay, it's a very busy hospital. It was built as a 100-bed hospital. We've added on 10 beds, so it's a 110-bed facility. We have daily outpatients of not less than 300 clients. Our peak days are Tuesdays and Thursdays. We serve the community, the municipality, and surrounding environs. We are doing very heavy work schedule. We have every area of specialty, from obs and gyne, internal medicine, surgery, and all the rest, radiology. We are one of the few health facilities to have a CT scan. We do complementary and alternative medicine as well, which sets us apart from most other health facilities.
Thank you, Dr. Amy. Thank you so much.